Sure, how do you kick
the settings?
That?
Top button.
How do you do that?
Hello.
This one's going to get her shoe off.
We're going to do the elevator for sure.
Yeah. All right, everyone. My name is Patty. Welcome to the Capitol. Anybody's first time here?
Second time.
Second time. Then we do have to pay.
You're funny.
We're going to give you a little bit of history, and then we're going to show you around. So we're going to start you off with a little history. William Penn was given the land, our founder, by the King of England, King Charles II, as a payment that was owed to William Penn's father. Our first capital city was Philadelphia. He named the city, planned the streets. As the western part of Pennsylvania started to grow, they wanted more of a central location. So they chose Lancaster temporarily, but decided on Harrisburg as the final location, as we're near a river, which was important for transportation. The first building built here burnt down, February 2nd, 1897. There's pictures of it in the case there. After the fire, they built a quick building because they talked about moving us back to Philadelphia. It was never quite finished. And when they had enough money in place, they picked Joseph Houston, a Philadelphia architect, to design this amazing place. He traveled Europe. His designs were even more elaborate than what we had, the finished product. But our building is so ornate, we're voted the most beautiful capital of the United States today. So in that case there shows a little bit about the designs and the construction, and also has a little scaled down model of what's on the top of the dome right above us, our statue of Commonwealth, you see here on the outside. And the one on top of the building is very large, 17 and a half feet tall, 6,000 pounds, covered in gold. All the gold that you see in the building is all real. We have no idea how much gold is here. The final case there shows you a little bit about the restoration. It took 25 years to restore the building from about 1982 to 2006. And it's amazing today. And I've been around the building since I was real young. My mom works here. We live close. We came here a lot. And it is night and day difference. And I've been around the building for about 46 years. So it's a long time. Anyway, during the tour, we'll give you a little bit of that, what I remember, what it looked like before it was restored. And it's pretty neat.
11:04 a.m.
About some 26 in this area. First of all, our dome was designed after...
Good thing to drop and get it.
Yeah, I cracked myself. All right, so our dome was designed after St. Peter's Basilica. Our dome weighs 52 million pounds. And on the top is the gold statue, 17 and a half feet tall, 6,000 pounds. The artwork, we're going to show you that when we go upstairs. If you look straight ahead at that painting, we're going to be underneath that one on the fourth floor balcony. Science revealing treasures of the earth, and we'll tell you what that means when we're up there. The white marble is from Vermont, and this was cleaned during the restoration. It was yellowed from all the smoking they used to do in the building, and I remember when they did all that and how yellow the marble was. It's night and day different. And the gray marble on the stairs is Italian Carrara, known for its extreme durability. And the beautiful staircase was patterned after the famous Paris Opera House's grand staircase. Our floor is our original floor, done by Henry Chapman Mercer of Doylestown, Bucks County, PA. Yes. Mercer Tiles, still in business today. This is the original. So when the building was dedicated, Theodore Roosevelt was here for the official dedication, October 4th, 1906. He walked on this floor.
Wow.
16,000 square feet of tile with almost 400 mosaic picture tiles that show the history of Pennsylvania. So it's modes of transportation, industries, everyday life, insects, and wildlife. Any questions? We're going to take you upstairs on the elevators. We're on the fourth floor. We have two big ones. We can spread out.
Cool.
And we're going to meet right there in the middle at the balcony. When you get there, nobody leaning over and no feet on the rail.
Sure.
Everybody be
safe. Yes, ma'am.
This way.
Huh?
Yeah.
I know, I am trying to. She said Theodore Roosevelt's dedication right there.
Four. This side. The other half of this side, four.
She needs a microphone.
This is the elevator, right? Yeah, there's a little.
She said how the house
could be. Number four.
Yep, fourth floor. Or stroller. Right?
What?
Or a stroller?
What? I can't understand. What are you saying?
I said, or a stroller.
What stroller?
No, I said, or a stroller.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry, you should do that too. Most people don't know that. I know if you're working at nursing home. Ooh. I just stayed here.
Thank you. Thanks.
So, this is really beautiful right here. You can see the artwork a little closer. And this was all done by Edwin Austin Abbey, a Philadelphia artist. His studio was in England. And he was, you know, born in Philadelphia, but most of the work he did was over in England.
Mm-hmm.
And this was not here when the building was dedicated. So Theodore Roosevelt saw this building without any of the painted art installed. And these were added in 1908. The spirit of religious liberty straight ahead is a tribute to our founder, William Penn. Also, Pennsylvania had a shipbuilding industry. But the other three large paintings were the top three industries of Pennsylvania. The spirit of Welcome to the left is our steel industry. Above us is science, revealing treasures of the earth, the coal mining industry. And the spirit of light, the oil industry. Titus Sulpier, first successful oil well in the United States, game changer, 1859. Now the top three industries of Pennsylvania today, agriculture, tourism, and manufacturing. The lady and the circular painting. You are allowed to do photos, no video, but photos are allowed anywhere on the tour. The first stop is going to be our Senate.
Sure.
Yeah, they're on
canvas. 11:10 a.m.
These are our canvas paintings. And when I was young, okay. No, you didn't hear this story. You're late for the tour, you missed this part. My mom worked here when I was growing up. So since I was 9 years old, I've been around the building, and I'll be 55 soon. So about 46 years of my life, I've been around the building. And when I was young, these paintings were literally coming off the walls from the gym leaking for about 40 years. And they were all restored when I was, they restored these in 1985 to 1987. I was 18 then. And they had a scaffolding on the floor that you couldn't see in the gym for about 2 years as they took the paintings off the walls and then repaired, repainted, and fixed. Some of the canvases was so rough they had to replace the Marion pieces and paint it to match. This was an extensive restoration, so they never wanted to have to do this again. So when they put them back up, they put them on fiberglass mounting boards with moisture sensors behind them.
She's moving.
Okay.
What? Something dragging, what the hell? No, the umbrella's my dragon. No, not my hand.
11:12 a.m.
There's something.
Now, where are y'all from?
Philadelphia.
Whoa. Whoa. Sorry.
Keep your feet up.
Wow. That's cool.
Oh. You can't go that way.
What do you mean?
Pick your feet up.
I'm trying to. It's hard for CP.
World War I, she wanted to give healing to the nations by getting rid of war on the left and slavery on the right. is a lifelong believer rope. And underneath you have on the left side is where the box is in. All the way to the far left, on this course, is going to the Battle of Brandywine. But September 11th, 1777, we did poorly in that one. But which one to show what we overcame? And it shows George Washington again 10 years later, presiding over the Constitutional Convention. On the right side, preservation of our nation during our Civil War. Gettysburg's on both of those. General George Meade is on his course going to the Battle of Gettysburg, July 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 1863. Adrian Lincoln is on the next one. Given the Gettysburg Address, which is 1 week from today, November 19th, 1863. Fourth grade, I had to memorize that.
In here, huh?
Yeah, only real gold.
You're going that way?
You can actually touch the real gold that way. Right. See the little thresholds across? Be careful as you go over that little hump.
Okay, maybe go back in here.
So we're going to the golden arches around the back.
Okay. Oh, what do you think?
Yeah. It's tricky. It's like an obstacle course here.
Yeah.
Monday,
Tuesday,
Wednesday, September
2nd,
2 to 3 weeks a month.
Oh, there's a bump right here. We have a little bump here.
Whee! Where is it?
A little bump, I said.
Oh, right there. Something, I hear something when you push the, I hear something dragging when you push the chair.
Don't worry about it.
Alright, so this room is our Supreme Court room. You see all the justices to the right there listed on the board. They're listed by seniority. You get to be the Chief Justice by being here the longest. And then the Superior Court is here. They use the room too. And also the Board of Pardons uses this. So it does get a lot of activity. The tables normally go in the room, but since they've been using the courtroom, not Zoom anymore, they have the tables out here so they can have spread the chairs out due to social distancing. So when you go in, first thing I want you to do when you go in that courtroom is look up at the ceiling. It's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, look at the ceiling.
On the second day, she convinced Howard Kyle to for her younger sister to come along. Without that happening, she probably would not remain here in the building, because Howard Pyle is a famous illustrator of the day, and his style is mostly what influenced her work. But sadly, her sister never saw her work here in the building, and she passed away with typhoid fever when she was only 25.
Oh.
Yeah, so she put her on the painting. And then there's three big letters in the painting spell the word law, so we're going to do a little word search. Big orange L, there on the left. The A over her face, the W underneath, there's the word law. In the L, you're going to find the word love. And the A, the word and the W, the word wisdom. Because she believed that you needed all those things to work together to have fair decisions. Love, law, and wisdom. Divine law. And they should be worldwide for everyone. So you'll see the world poking out at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you get lost in any of the paintings over here, and the column on the other side of the column is the scale of law, and on the music block is the table of contents for the art. And then the law of nature, after that law, it's a man and nature living in harmony. And then the three to the front is her version of the history of law. She called them the revealed law. So you have the Greek idea of law in the left corner, center front the Hebrew and the Ten Commandments, and the Christian idea of law for the Beatitudes. And on this wall, she wanted to place important men in lawmaking. But she started with Justinian, the first man kneeling down, first to record the laws of around 535 AD. And then William Blackstone, father of common law, presiding over his students at Oxford University. And then behind the chandelier, our founder, William Penn. Thomas Jefferson was really a fan of William Penn and said he would be the world's greatest lawgiver.
Mm-hmm.
And the three of the back show the history of the courts. So the first corner showing Independence Hall, that was early, later on location. First they met in wherever they could. And 1735, that was our Supreme Court in Independence Hall. And the back wall is the United States Supreme Court, Chief Justice John Marshall. First three were rather short-lived, J. Rutledge Cushion, and then Marshall, and he had still has the records today, 34 years, 1801 to 1835. And then you look at the next one in the corner, and you'll see what looks like Da Vinci Black Supper. It's amazing. She painted that, and no one said anything. So the League of Nations painted as the Last Supper. The United States did join, and she felt it was short-lived without us, and she was really into world peace, so what she did next, she decided to go there as a self-appointed diplomat for the United States for 3 years. And really a neat thing they did during COVID is the museum that features a lot of her things in Philadelphia, it's the Germantown area. The Lanier Museum did a thing on their website called The Violet of the Experience, how this woman was so... Nobody knew about her, you know, nobody really knew about her for a long time. All of her work was in this building. But she impacted her community, the state, the nation, and the world through her activism and her artwork. So it shows how all the communities did that, and you can visit them in person or on the website. And then we have disarmament, all the battleships sinking. She believed if we have world peace, we wouldn't need battleships. And the last painting is the Spirit of Law, Purification, Lightning, and Revolution. So when you leave the room, and there's a little book down there on the right side, that's a copy of her original sketchbook for all the art in the building. And there's only 100 of them that were made. She had 100 published. It's
wow.
Really expensive to make.
Wow.
Probably priceless today.
Mm.
Under the glass case. Mm. And then we have the last room on the tour, the biggest room in the building, and it's the most beautiful yet to come. And chandeliers that weigh 4.5 tons.
Oh, wow.
You thought the ones in the Senate were big?
Mm-hmm.
Wait till you see these.
Oh, boy.
No, 32 p.m.
Huh? This is cool, right? I like this. Wee. I like this tour. This is cool. I always been interested in this.
toward the lady who wrote the play.
She's a very nice lady.
She told me the dates, and this for the life of me, I can't remember when she said. I hope that's more, they're not going to harm this one weekend.
One notification. Sky, now, Adriano. Dedicated Will Catman, Rose Ruffle. Exactly.
My grandkids are 6 and 1.
So those are your babies.
Yeah. All right, so there's a story about this room, too. When I was young,
oh no,
sitting here in the gallery, we had a plexiglass wall that went across right where you're standing down there. On the other side, you could barely see your house member through the dense fog, cigarettes, cigars, and pipes. I remember thinking when I was sitting up here, how can they breathe? And I was about 16 when they went smoke-free on the floors of the Senate and House about 1983. And the rest of the building over the next 20 years would follow. We don't smoke anywhere today in the building. We're not supposed to anyway. Now, down below are 203 House members. Republicans on the right, Democrats on the left, and the front, the big desk, is for the Speaker of the House, it's Representative Brian Cutler from Lancaster. And on their desk, so they have electronic voting, which was installed in 1947 to save a little time. And they work with the black screens on the sides of the room. They're blank right now, but when their names are listed on the boards, they're listed in orange alphabetically by party. And we'll turn red for no or green for yes by hitting the button on their desk. The desk scribbled it to the floor. They have to build scaffolding over the desk up to the chandeliers to change the light bulbs. When you see a person next to those chandeliers, you realize how amazing they are in size. They're over 15 feet tall and 4.5 tons for the big ones and 2 tons for the small ones. The little door at the top, how they climb inside to get inside to change the inside lights, so that fits a person bigger than what you think.
That must be fun.
So anyway, I don't think we're fitting, but well, I never tried it. Anyway, we used to have regular lights, and every 2 years they needed a switch. They barely last 2 years' time, and half the bulbs were always burnt out. Now for the last about 5.5 years, we've had LED lights. They're still, except for a few, working. So this is quite amazing. The chandeliers need clean, I can tell. But the fact that the light bulbs still work pretty good is amazing. It saves a lot of electricity. So 2 tons for the little ones, 4.5 tons for the big ones. The marble that goes around the bottom here is marble from the Pyrenees Mountains of southern France. donated to our building by a monastery who inherited land and only wanted to work their land as farmers, not quarry marble. And the architect, Joseph Houston, in the right place and time to acquire the marble, could bring his own people in to do it. But he brought it back here. We're the only documented place in the whole entire Western Hemisphere to have this marble from that quarry in France.
Where's the marble at?
Pyrenees Mountains.
I mean, where is it in the building here?
Right down around the bottom.
Okay.
And then we have our stained glass that was done by William Van Ingen, student of Tiffany. This man was a painter as well as a stained glass maker. He learned stained glass from his friend Tiffany. But he's really known for his artwork, which hangs in the Library of Congress, the Panama's Rotunda, the building of the Panama Canal, and also in the New Jersey State Capitol. And we even have some here in our building. But right underneath of us, off the main rotunda, the first floor hall that goes right down underneath of us, is all his art down the hall.
Wow.
William Van Ingen. And behind that big painting is the governor's area, and that you can go there after the tour. So we'll go take you down, and I'll tell you which way to go to see the other things. But the artwork here was the last room for Edwin Austin Abbey, and painted. Oh well, he was still painting the art while he died, and his friend John Singer Sargent had to help finish some of the art in this room. They worked in the Library of Congress, or not the Library, the Boston Public Library together, so they worked together before. But the center painting is 35 feet tall, called the Apotheosis of Pennsylvania. 29 men, famous for Pennsylvania's history. William Penn in the middle with red cape, Benjamin Franklin to the left, Robert Morris to the right. In our blue book, it gives all this information, all the art. The rest is a little bit tricky to see. So to the far left, William Penn's treaty with the Lenni Lenape Indians. To the right, the reading of the Declaration of Independence.
Mm-hmm.
The figures on the lower right, the lady in blue and boy in red, were John Singer Sargent's addition to the painting. Totally different style from the rest. In the ceiling painting, it was, again, that's down there, you can see that one. We go down one more step, one more row. The ceiling painting, the passage of hours, 24 ladies wrapped around a circle representing 24 hours in a day. The sun, the moon, the stars just behind them. It's on page 16 of our blue book as well. But before this room was clean, they didn't know the stars were on the painting from all the smoke down in the room. And underneath of us, on the back wall, which we're not allowed down there, is our most famous painting, the Valley Forge painting with Baron von Steuben, rather by George Washington, who trained the soldiers, and it shows the different cult winter they had. Also on page 16 of our blue book. It's free book. That one. Yeah, on page 16. And the gallery is always open to the public for anyone to watch, just like the Senate. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, September through June. You can watch it on the CCN channel at home.
Mm-hmm.
If you're watching it live at home, you can send your senator or house member an email right on their laptop computers. They do use sometimes their emails to argue their points. So it's because of today's technology, you have more than you realize.
How's that book? You get it at the gift shop or?
No, that's it right when we go downstairs. I'll show you. Any questions?
Yes. How is the seating determined? I noticed our representative is clearly in front, according to the thing.
Uh-huh.
And he is a new member, a relatively new member.
Is he squished in the middle of a row? Because normally new members get to be squished in the middle.
Okay.
Or under a heavy chandelier. You've been here a while, you get a mile seat. Back row or leadership's up front. So they get to pick and choose depending on seniority. And they also try to keep like Lancaster area all together, you know, or Cumberland County, you know, house members together as much as they can within party lines because of the separation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to go this way. And around the corner is the next stop, the elevators.
We're going to back you up again.
I actually got a question.
That's the elevator. You want to head down a while? You can. I'll be down.
Straight ahead that way. And right on the other side of that wall we're looking at.
We're going down the first floor?
Yep. On the other side of that wall, straight ahead is the elevator.
This is cool.
Jump the light on the wall.
You can see where you're going, but the lights are out.
Hello, wall. This is cool.
This must be it here.
What, the elevator? Push the button and find out. That was cool. Can you send me the picture so I can tell my mom?
What?
Can you send me the picture so I can show my mom?
I guess. I'm getting it
right. Tolerance.
Why ours,
they always stay the same size from the beginning. It's because of the plan.
Is this
the
short work now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They said, my kids and I used to watch how speeds got their shapes.
Oh, yeah.
Here it comes.
Get there. It's all broke up in his tiny little bits because the Puritans and the Pilgrims didn't get along.
push one. Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. Come on, well, it's okay. There were uno.
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 Almost as your shoes.
Here we go. Hippers.
All right.
Here we go.
I'll let you guys out first. Go ahead. Hold the door.
Let me get the pusher. A lot of people don't know if you take somebody off of the wheelchair backwards.
That's why I go out with my...
Because if we get caught in there, you're going to flip it.
When I'm strollers, backwards.
Yep.
Okay.
There's our books right there on that shelf.
Where?
The little ones.
Oh, this one?
Yeah, the little book on the bottom.
Are they in Braille? Or no?
No.
Oh.
Yes. But anytime you want to listen to the tour...
Yeah.
It's on our website.
I'm putting a book behind you. Right?
So the pacapital.com, we have a virtual tour online. You can listen to it.
Okay, you got it.
I can hold it. Can I get a copy from Maria?
You put it on the side of you.
I got it.
Just put it on the side of you.
I got it. Okay. Can I get a copy? Never mind. I was going to get a copy from Maria, but... Yep. Should we go, or what are we going to do? Hey!
Yeah, thank you, Mom. One question. Is there an elevator here that goes down to the next floor? That's where I would have to go. Let me go outside.
One notification. Sky, 12 minutes ago. Adriano. One notification. Sky, 13 minutes ago. Adriano. Dedicated Will Catlin. Rover off. One notification. Sky, 13 minutes ago. Adriano.
I'll show you. You have to use
the
special one.
Okay. Thank you.
One notification. Sky, 13 minutes. Right up. Stop. Button.